Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
All right, so we were sitting in the office. The Birchie kid was writing a story, and he's a big New York Rangers fan. And the Rangers had just like lost a game 7 in the playoffs, and they went like 1 of 8 on the power play, or 0 for 8 on the power play,
something like that.
Stoney was doing the morning show, and Birchie's sitting there quietly typing away at his computer. And it's a commercial break, and he's walking back from the bathroom. As he walks past Birchie, he just says, "Ah, can't go 0 for 8 on the power play." Keeps walking and gets in the studio, and the door closes, and Birchie goes, "I know, Stoney. I know you can't go 0 for 8 on the power play."
No effing kidding. Yeah. He lit it up. Yeah. It was so loud.
It was so funny.
I wouldn't be surprised if Stoney could hear him in the studio.
Yeah. So when Cleveland guy calls up and says, you know, nobody's talking about it, but when the Tigers had the bases loaded and one out and they went strikeout, strikeout, I think that hurt them, guys.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough. Bad game. I like to say yuck, throw it in the garbage, but it's tough to do that these days, and that's exactly what they have to do.
Well,
they have refocus
and
say, all right, next game.
The whole concept of yuck, throw it in the garbage is, okay, it's over, on to the next one. You can't let it dwell. They are gripping the club so tight.
So tight.
There's no question.
They got to hit apples.
They are frozen. Yeah, go ahead. Hit some apples.
Go take some batting practice with apples. Mm-hmm. Watch them explode.
Yep.
Have some fun with that. And maybe that'll get you back to being a little bit more relaxed at the plate instead of being all tight and stuff and you swing and miss and take a bunch of called strikes. And next thing you know, you 19 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a misprint on my computer screen. 19 strikeouts. The bullpen for Cleveland pitched 3 innings and struck out 7 of the 9 batters they faced.
Mm-hmm. I think it hurts, Scott.
5 hits, 2 walks. That's it. That's what they had.
Let's get back to your phone calls. E is in Detroit and on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, E.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. First and foremost, I want to say the Tigers are done, man. And Scooboo, after last night, he really took himself out of the Cy Young race. This is the biggest choke job we've seen in major only baseball history, and unfortunately it's the hands of the Tigers, because Houston is not going to lose the rest of this year, so we won't be able to make the wild
night.
Card
Houston yeah, lost last
you're right.
night
you're right.
All right,
but I'm just saying the wild card, we're done. Cleveland, we're struggling. They need to fire Harris. They need to fire. No, we keep
why would you fire the man who got here and like 2 years later got the team in the playoffs?
Because he did nothing at the deadline.
No, he did stuff at the deadline, yeah. But he didn't do enough to put them over the top. Did you think at the trade deadline, when all was said and done, that the damage from him not making those moves was enough for them to potentially miss the playoffs? Or did you just think enough to contend for the World Series?
I'm a long-term listener, and I call all the time. And back in July, I said we thought we won the World Series. I called and talked to y'all, and I said, uh-huh. When we swept the Guardians, and we barely beat them, we thought we won the World Series. But technically, thank you. But technically, we didn't, because
I'm just asking. But at that time, when I'm trying to hear you, but after the trade deadline came and went, did you think Well, Tigers, they're done. They can't. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Listen, when I called, when we went in that 40-game stretch and we struggled, and I called, y'all said,
I'm
and
asking
I
quote, you about after the trade deadline, when it came and went, when you start waxing ecstatic about all this stuff that happened with the sweeping of the Guardians, the time, forget all that. Once the trade deadline came and went, and you didn't think they did enough, was it you didn't think they did enough to win the World Series, or you didn't think they did enough to sustain being 17, 18 games over 500, and they're going to miss the playoffs?
I didn't think we was making a playoff because we didn't
on.
Get it right now.
You're a flat-out freaking liar. There's no way in hell that you thought this team was not going to make the playoffs after the trade deadline. You can say they weren't going to win the World Series.
There is no way in hell you didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. Y'all don't remember me calling. See, we got to be fair here. Y'all don't remember me calling y'all saying when we let that – I forgot his name. When we let that guy leave from San Diego – we played the Pirates, and we let him leave. He should have been here. We should have got that batter because we have no right-handed hitter.
Are you talking about Eugenio Suarez, who's done very little to help Seattle? That guy? That was going to make the difference?
Yes.
To win what? The World Series? Or get to the playoffs?
It'll be a threat. We don't have no threat at that point.
At that point, when they didn't get Suarez, all these teams, they're done. I know they're 18 games above 500, but they can't possibly make the playoffs.
We didn't get nobody. We didn't get no right-handed batters. Right.
Thanks for not answering the question.
Look, what they did at the trade deadline didn't work. There's a big difference between you thought they were going to miss the playoffs.
I'll even grant somebody if they were to come up with the right, you could come up with the right formula and say, listen, right before the trade deadline, Reese Olson got hurt. They didn't replace Reese Olson with anything close to adequate. These guys that were all-stars in the first half, there's no way they're going to keep that up. They're going to have other guys going to get in the slumps. All this is just going to go in the wrong direction. And guys, I think that Cleveland's going to be galvanized because their players that got busted
got
for the gambling.
For gambling.
I think that's going to galvanize this team. And all of a sudden they're going to go on a tear. Because that's what has to happen. It's a two-part equation. It's not only the Tigers have been this epically bad, it's that Cleveland has been phenomenally good. That's the two parts that nobody had.
Brad in Clarkston. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, hi. I don't think that who we got trade or having a mistake last night means anything. Why was Cleveland a 500 team for the first half of the year? The Tigers were having fun. They were seeing the ball. The pitchers were confident, hitting their spots. And that was not a small sample. That went on the first half of the season. And then a switch flipped. These are the same players. These are the same players that together they were the best team or among the best team in baseball. And now they can't see the ball. They're confused. The pitchers are being outguessed by the batters. You can see the lack of confidence. What happens in sports to cause the 500 team Cleveland to turn it on and a 600 team, 650 team to totally collapse?
It's a phenomenal question. No, I mean, it's a million-dollar question.
Momentum?
Brad?
Yeah, momentum-wise. Yeah, what triggers that?
Don't know. Do not know. Because I tell you, AJ Hinch doesn't know.
Yeah, all these little things are irrelevant. It's the major shift in their confidence level, the way they're seeing the ball.
100%.
Cleveland is, you could see Cleveland look like the Lions. I mean, they know they were going to get their bat on the ball. You can just see it in the players.
What you just asked is the million-dollar question. What the hell happened to a team that was built around and was executing command of the strike zone?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
What the hell happened? Tony in Detroit. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how y'all fellas doing?
All right, Tony.
All right, we already know. So forget about it, man. Listen, everybody need to calm down.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
Tigers
sorry.
Will win the rest. Excuse me?
I'm apologizing, and I really need to apologize to E. I'm sorry, E. I lost a little bit. Maybe you're not a liar.
That's okay.
My bad.
Okay, so no. Real talk. Everybody need to calm down. I don't think we still got this. In fact, I got them winning the rest of the games. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say this. And just remember I said it. They're about to get it together. Last night was just a wake-up call. It should have been a wake-up call a while back. But I'm just saying, I got them winning the next four games.
Why?
I just do.
I mean, is it just a hunch?
I can't tell you. It's just a hunch. Oh. It's a gut feeling. And I just think we still got
I wish you had more than a hunch, man.
I think everybody needs to just relax.
This team's lost 10 out of the last 11 games. I wish you had more than a hunch. Give me something. Give me a reason, a real reason other than, you know,
listen.
That burger I had last night jarred something loose. Give me something more than that.
I know, man. It's hard, man. It's hard for me to say, but I'm just telling you and I'm telling y'all now, they will win the next four games. And remember, I said that.
Tony. I mean, we'll put a pin in this moment, Tony, because I hope we get to replay this call like come Friday or next Monday.
Please.
The Tony in Detroit.
Hey, get my number. Yes, Tony in Detroit.
Tony in Detroit. I hope I'd love it if you're right.
I mean, you know
who you're talking to. I don't see it.
Yes, I do.
Gator doesn't
yes,
see
do.
It.
I know who I'm talking to.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
Well, we appreciate you calling, Tony.
Yeah,
hey,
we do.
Hey. Don't be afraid of success.
I'm not afraid of success.
Yeah, I'll
I
tell you
success.
That.
I'm afraid of not getting to that point because it's a long road.
Tony, I hope you're right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.